gonna be all right. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio be all right. At 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. We thank God for you this day. We thank the Lord this day for you. Sister Sherman, I've been knowing a long time. She's real good in what she do. Amen. And I thank God for her. We're here today as children of God, those that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, sanctified, prepared, and set apart for the work of God ministry. In today's church, there are many members, but it's governed by one Spirit. And all the members in the body is one. Just like Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit is one. The Lord wants us to be one. The only way we can be one, we got to follow Him. If you don't follow Him, we're going to be always divided. And we're always giving opinions of what God said. But when you follow God, you just stay in line. See, our lifestyle paints a picture for every one of us. See, I can be good in the church here today, walk outside the door there, and look like a hooligan, a hypocrite. We have to be careful with that. Our everyday walk of life determines who we are. Today, we're going to look in 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter, verse 7 through 12. And I'd like to acknowledge my brother, Dr. Jarrell West, today. Thank God for yourself. Yes, sir. We glad to have you here today, sir. Bear witness to what God said. And that's what we're all here for today, to learn and bear witness of what the Lord said. See, you know what? I found this out coming through life. We all have an opinion. Every one of us. If I give whatever one get his opinion, I got to let everybody in here get their opinion. Or I'm not doing what the will of God said. See, so you have to be very careful how you do God's people, how you judge God's people, how you work with God's people. If you don't do it according to the book, then you got to give an account of it. And I have enough burdens on myself to stand up and give account for all of y'all. That'd be too much for me. So I have to make sure I stay in order with God. From 1 Thessalonians 4, 7 through 12, it reads as thus, "For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despise, listen good, he that despise not man, but God, who have also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourself are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it towards all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we command you. And finally, that ye may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that ye may lack of nothing." You may be seated. I would like to share a thought with you today. Stop defrauding or criticizing your brother. The way he worshiped or served. Pray to God that God's word will settle him. That's what we have to depend on, God's word. If you come to me and give me the word of God, I'm going to accept it. I'm going to accept the word of God. And I'm familiar enough in the Bible, when you tell me something, I'm familiar enough to know whether it's scripture or not. And that's all we have to do. That's why we study, to get tuned in to what the word says. You don't have to know the whole Bible, but when you know some of the Bible, what God does, his spirit reach out to you and give you government over the program that he has already set up. I don't set no program up. God set the program up. I got to abide by the program. If I don't abide by the program, then I'm out the will of God. He said here, this word, see, he didn't call us unto uncleanness. When God cleans you up, he cleans the whole man up. If you get dirty again, you went back and ate your own vomit. God didn't do that. You was drawn in by satanic forces that you came and yield back to the flesh again. And if you don't yield to the flesh, that's why he said he sent the Holy Ghost to her to keep us until he come back and receive us even to himself. And we have to always acknowledge what God has in store for us. He didn't give us the spirit of uncleanness. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He made us holy. Be ye therefore holy, even if I'm holy. We got to be holy like God. I mean, we put God way up yonder. And we as a journey out together with him. According to the Bible, we just obey him. Obey those that have rule what? Over you. So we, as children of God, Paul said to the church at Corinth, to them that sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints, with all that's in every place, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. Everywhere you go, you're supposed to represent Jesus. Every walk of life that you walk in, they should see Jesus in you. No doubt about it. You should see Jesus. When I get up, I ain't got to get up and say, I'm Lionel, Reverend Lionel Smith. What that's for? I don't need to say that. You ought to see who I am. My everyday walk of life. You should be able to see that. I don't need to promote myself. I need to promote Jesus. If I promote Jesus, then I'm going to be all right. He said here in the book of Jude 1:1, Jude said, a servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God and the Father and preserved in Christ Jesus and called. God called me. Ain't nobody in here called me. Because I hardly ever answer my phone anyway. God called me. I ain't got no call from nobody else. The Lord called me. And then what he did, he didn't just call me. He prepared me. He prepared me to get up and teach the word of truth. Not my word, but his word. He want me to tell the people what they need to hear. And in the scripture here, if it say Jerusalem, I'm going to say Samtown Woodside. That's our day. This is our day. I can't change the word of God. That's a sin. But I can promote this day where I stand today to what the word said yesterday. He said he changed not. What he spoke to them, he's speaking to me. He said, you say he's a servant. Why would I lift myself up? I'm a servant. Servant means slave. I don't boss my boss. He bossed me. If he bought, he tell me to go, I go. Tell me to stay, I stay. He's my boss. A lot of times in life, we fail to obey those that have rule over us. The Apostle Paul say, follow me as I follow Christ. We got to stay in tune always with the scripture. If we get out of the scripture, we're going to err. So God called us to be clean vessels and holy. All of us need to be holy. Be ye therefore holy, even as your Father which is in heaven is also holy. You can't make yourself holy. God got to fix you and make you holy. Only God can do that. No, I can't do it. I can teach all day to you. That ain't going to help you none at all. If you take heed to the word and keep striving in the word, God will sanctify you and set you apart for the work of his ministry. Yes, sir. But I can't do nothing. I can't make you holy. And the Bible, Hebrews 12:14 say, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man can see the Lord. That troubles me there. I see a lot of things going on and by representatives of God. Unholy things. And we still talking about we're going up yonder. It disturbs me how we going up yonder and ain't living the principles of God. We got to do it what God say, not what we want to do. We are a joint body in Christ Jesus. We're a body of Christ. Christ saved us. You couldn't save yourself. We saved by believing and accepting the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God saved us when we confess that. That's the only way you're going to go. You say you can't get to the Father except you come by me. We need to know and understand that every day of our life. And God going to give us knowledge and understanding. And we're going to be, you know, the scriptures say, therefore there is now no condemnation to those that are walking in the Spirit. Well, if you're walking like God, say, walk, hold your head up. Don't look at these knuckleheads around here and talk about this, that, and the other. Ignore them. Because God got you. The battle ain't yours anyway. It belongs to God. What you trying to fight for? I don't need to fight you. I need to live holy according to the word of God. How can I live holy and don't know the holy? It's impossible. It's very impossible. My lifestyle paints a picture of who I am. Every Christian believer in Christ Jesus, your lifestyle paints a picture of who you are. And you can get in here and shout and take the tacks come out your shoes. Go right through those doors there and cuss me out. That's the Holy Ghost, huh? We done lied on God many, many years. The Holy Ghost had me. I had you. And it, Holy Ghost is not unclean. Holy Ghost is clean. And it's going to cause you to be clean. It's going to cause you to clean up what is messed up in your life. So we have to give our heart to God. And this trouble in here. He said, he therefore that despises not man. And for the scripture say, but God. Who have also given us of his Holy Spirit. You may resent me up here teaching what I'm teaching now. You don't tell me nothing, but in your heart, you're troubling the heart. You don't want me to tell you nothing, but I'm telling you something, and it's out the scripture. You may resent me, but you ain't resenting me. You ain't rejecting me. You're rejecting God, because this is the word. This is the word. If you reject the word, you're rejecting God. God is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. So we have to be very particular, even how we address people, how we come to people, how we encourage people. All Christians should never condemn anybody. We should always try to lift people up. Always lift people up. And if they're wrong, God gave you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You ought to know how to go and address that brother, that sister, and tell them with decency and in order. And not to hurt their feelings. You don't need to hurt nobody's feelings. But your own. If you judge yourself, you won't be judged. You judge other folks, you're going to be judged. So God wants us to open up our mind, our understanding of in him. So let's keep in mind about despises. Listen to what the word says here in verse 8. Listen to what it says. He therefore that despise not man, but God, who have also given us his Holy Spirit. He that hears you hears me. This word speaking. And he that despises you despises me. And he that despises you despises me. And he that despises me despises him that sent me. What? See, we don't bring real life to the people. You resent me, you resent God. You hate me, you hate God. You lie on me, you're lying on God. I'm his servant. He said, touch not my anointing, not do my prophet no harm. We have to stay tuned in with Jesus. I'm going to treat you rough and talk to you like you ain't human and tell me I got the Holy Ghost. You might have a ghost, but it ain't holy. The meek shall inherit the earth. The meek. You got to be humble to people. Tell them the truth. Don't cut no word. If you add to the scripture or take away from it, your name can be taken out of the Lamb Book of Life. Don't add nothing. Don't take no word. Just give them the scripture. But give it to them in wisdom. How are you going to save somebody talking about them? What they ain't got, how they can't, what they can't be. I think if we as black people, we heard that all our days. Y'all can't do this, and you can't do this. You got to do this to get where I am. All that crazy stuff like that. I've been in trouble all my life. I said, who you think you are? If you get it, I can get it too. Even churches, we divide ourselves. This church is more holy than that church. And all us governed by Jesus' church. It's Jesus' church. Jesus built the church with his own blood. And everybody, if you got the Bible, every preacher up here, the word of God say the same thing, each one of us. Don't skip over none of us. It say the same thing to each of us. It's the wisdom that you use from God determine how you produce a projected word that somebody can be saved, that you don't run nobody off, that you draw them, that you draw them to you and draw them in love. And that's what we got to do, y'all. 1 Corinthians 2:10 say, God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Let me tell you something. I know y'all don't too much care about this. As long as I've been here as pastor of this church, I can discern the spirit of the whole church. I know the spirit of this whole church. I know what everybody here is capable of doing and what you're thinking. I'm serious. Thinking, your reaction, your deity to God, to myself. I understand that. God gave me that insight. So when I teach you, I won't get out of order, hurting people's feelings and stuff like that. I'm going to stay in order with the word, not what I feel. What I feel ain't what feel to me. It's what Jesus said that mean everything. So we have to know that if I'm in charge, God's going to give me what I need to feed the children with. Did y'all know that? Whatever I need to get the word over, he's going to give it to me. And if I'm not capable of doing it, he's going to move me. That's what God's going to do. He ain't going to send no hypocrite to do his work. He's going to send the chosen one, those that he have called and set apart to do the work of the ministry. And we're supposed to love everybody in this church, supposed to love one another. We're supposed to just love every time you see, so give an encouraging word. You're a nice young brave. You're nice looking. Encouraging word. And what I look like up here in the pulpit, tell me you ugly. I'm going to get beat up by your husband and you. I never seen church folks, everything, y'all ain't looking for a fault and a failure in people instead of trying to look for the good they are. He said, but it's touching brotherly love. You need not that I write unto you for yourself. You are taught of God to love one another. God taught you that. I didn't teach that to you. God taught that to you, how to love one another. He loved us so much that he gave his life up for us. I want to tell you this. He took on the sin. Jesus never sinned, y'all. He never committed one sin. But he took on the sins of the whole world. And what he did by taking on, not bringing in, he didn't have no sins in him. That's why his body wasn't consumed. That's why his body wasn't consumed, because it had no sin in it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus had no sin in him. He took on sin out of core and forgave all our sins of the whole world and told us to confess him and believe in him, that he died, he was buried, and that he rose again. Confess that with your mouth. Believe it in your heart, and you'll be saved. It's so simple. We make religion so hard. I got to do this. I got to do this. Do what God told you to do. You ain't all of them. I got this. Just do what he said, and you're going to be right. He said here in Jeremiah 31:34, saying, they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least unto the greatest of them, said the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. What you bringing up what I did 10 years ago? What you What you talking about what I did 10 years ago? I'm a new creature now in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, now all things have become new. That's the world that bring up that mascality. Because they don't know nothing else to do. They don't have Christ in their life. So they're going to bring up anything, look for faults and failures in everybody, because they don't know no better. Anybody taught them. But when you've been with Jesus on his journey, you experience a lot of things, some good things, some evil things. And he told us to be of good cheer. I overcome already. You're going to make it too, because you're living. I'm living in you. But that's what the Lord telling us, and we have to be firm with it. If we don't be firm with it, we're going to be knocked out. John 6, 45, says written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, have heard and have learned of the Father cometh unto me. If you've been taught the word of God, you know Jesus as a pardon of your sin. If you teach parables, let me say this first. Parables for unbelievers. For unbelievers. They give a parable because they don't know, you don't know God. So you got to give you something to bring you where I want you to go. So I'm going to use a parable. Jesus said, I taught not a word except for the use of a parable. What I look like going to an unsaved man, never been to church before, talking about Jesus. 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 No. You got to have wisdom. You got to get able to talk to that person first. Show love to that person. Love will break a yoke every time. We got to make sure that we're showing love to everybody that we meet. God wants you to know that. He wants you to understand that. We got to bring people in for the work of the ministry. And tell them you're just as important as I am. I tell y'all that every time I get up almost, I ain't no more nobody in here. I'm just in another level. A presiding, a watchman. I'm going to say what the scriptures say. I'm just a watchman. And I'm not going to boast of myself. What I am, I am. What I'm not, I strive to be. But God wants us to understand and to be patient. Whatever you do, be patient. And he going to bless us abundantly. And indeed, you do, in other words, what he's saying here, the Bible says we need to love one another. Got to love one another. And indeed, you do it towards all brethren. All the brethren. Now come to your church. I love everybody in your church. Everybody. In the street, when I pass you in the street, I got to show love to you. You don't have to like me. I got to love you. I'm responsible for loving you, not what you do to me. That ain't got nothing to do with me, what you think of me. It's what I think of you and what I present to you. See, I learn to love all the brethren. Which I am, they say Macedonia here, but I'm saying Sam down which side? Natchitoches, Powhatan. That's what God wants. You know what? We go into all these name titles, that ain't worth Hillel being. That ain't worth Hillel being. One denomination want to boast itself over another denomination, that's crazy. I'm just telling you the way I feel. That's plumb crazy. Jesus changed not. When the Jews, he came for the Jews. Listen at me good. The Jews wouldn't obey him. He went to the Gentiles. They obeyed him, and the Jews got jealous of him. God wants us to see clear what he wants us to do. We got to love everybody. I know sometimes people say something to you, hurt your feeling. Just say a small prayer. You got to pray 30 minutes. Lord, forgive them, please. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Give me strength to stand now. I want to be able to stand and show you through me. I just want you to help me. Help me to stand. Don't let me think on it. Because Lionel going to live again. I don't want to think on him. I want to keep him dead. Now, I'm saying this because there are people in the church who will push you to the very extent. Y'all hear what I'm saying? There are people in the church who will push you to the extent. And Satan will whistle in your ear and say, knock him out. I know what I'm saying. I've been there. Then you go do, you go and break the laws of God, then you in trouble. It's all over the internet. It's Rev hit him, broke his jaw, and up in the church fighting and all that. That's what they're gonna say. I told you he wasn't nothing to me. But the system will mean to stand up, let you beat me to death, break my jaw, put both eyes out, and then I say praise the Lord. That's what the system wants. And if I retaliate on him, say I told you wasn't nothing, he ain't got no Holy Ghost. We got to be real with this stuff. He said we got to be good to everybody we see. He said, brethren, I beseech you that you increase. We got to build a church. Build a church every day, more and more. You got to say sound doctrine that people will accept and start believing in Christ Jesus. And they're going to go tell somebody else. You know what? This is what I desire for this church. When I get up and teach this, let's say, oh, my pastor, he's a teacher. He teach the word. You ought to come hear him. Just come hear him. If you just make your statement, come hear him. He teach the word. That's all you got to do. Don't get up to him, you better come to church. You ought to come to church. You going to hell. Don't do that. Not under my wings. Don't do that. Be kind and considerate. Invite them to come. And they come, maybe they don't like what I'm saying. So be it. Go to another church. We all one government body in Christ Jesus. All us, we're going to be with Jesus, regardless of what they say. If we accept Christ as Lord and Savior, we everybody in here, we're all going to be with the Lord. Ain't no doubt about that. I don't know what I'll be saying in the choir with you, but we're going to be with him. We definitely going to be with the Lord. And whatever he give me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And let me say this. Whatever God got, I don't know what heaven going to be like, but it's pure. It's going to be pure. But I don't know what he'll put me in position, what kind of position he'll put me in, or I'll just be in heaven. It don't matter with me as long as I'm saved. As long as I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with God's power, that I'm walking in the light as he's in the light, and he, I hear his voice say, servant, well done. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. That's what I work for every day. People tell me all the time, they used to tell me when I was working on the railroad, man, you need to quit that job and go full-time pastor. I said, I'm full-time now. I'm full as you're going to get right now. I'm working on my job as full as I can get. Oh, you need to put that job down and go for the Lord. I say, I got God in me right now. He in me now, listening at you. And a minute, them people, thank God, on the food stamp line begging. Right now, and I'm getting a retirement, decent retirement, because I stayed on my job. Because this church couldn't take care of me and my family. There's no way they could have did it. I know where we come from. They couldn't do it. And I'd have just been sounding brass and tinkling cymbals to them. And if I asked for some money, it didn't happen. I preached 7 straight weeks about tithing and offering. And this is what I heard. That preacher all about money. And I was teaching the Bible. He all about money. I said, boy, that's pitiful. Everything you do, somebody got something against it. Church, we're going to be tried and tempted on every hand. But you got to be of good cheer. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. If you don't hold on, look, God help you, you're going to fail. And then they're going to be looking at you. I told you wasn't no good. I've been there. The Bible goes on to say this. And that you study, oh Lord, this, I hope this don't hurt nobody now. Study to be quiet. Y'all ever been around people when you see them come and say, oh Lord. Here they come, that's right. You know, y'all ain't never experienced that? Well, yeah, keep living though. Keep living, you're going to experience it. Oh Lord, I can't get away from them. They just talk. See, a person that talk a lot don't gain nothing. Don't gain nothing. You got to be quiet. The book say here, study to be quiet. Study to be quiet. Okay, study to be quiet, y'all. Listen to what the word says. Look, got to learn to be quiet and listen to what others say sometimes. Don't just believe that you got the whole show in your hand. Listen. I'm going to listen at you, brother, till you get whatever you say you're going to tell me. I'm going to listen at all of it before I make a decision. I got to hear the whole summary before I act on it. And when I act on it, it ought to be what the Bible says. It ought to be just like what God say I'm supposed to react to. So, study to be quiet. Sometimes we do talk too much, God knows. It don't mean no harm to nobody. We talk too much sometimes. And we talking all that talking ain't taking care of your business at home. Or your business at your church. Or your business on your job. You don't take care. You're trying to be slick on your job. I sometimes ask people in the store, sometimes say, you ain't sweating, you ain't working hard. I say, I ain't going to sweat. Take care of your job. That's why when I go in the store and stuff, I don't stay too long. I'll be talking to this brother, I hurry up and move, because I know he on the job on the clock. And I don't want his boss to get on him and chastise him. This real life I'm talking about. Bible said, obey them that rule over you. If you hire me to do something, I'm going to do what you told me. I ain't going to go there saying, this is what I do, this is the way I'd handle it. It's the way you handle it. If a preacher come to this church, if he got any sense at all in God, this is going to go sit down, be calm, look at how the church is run. Then he get in the midst of the church, and if he see live division, just raise it up easy. Without causing division in the church, without hell raising in the church, without cutting somebody down in the church. See, that's why preachers, a lot of preachers lose their churches. They go in these churches trying to boss. You ain't no boss. You're a watchman. You're supposed to watch over the church. Then if the church out of line a little, just go just pat them a little bit. Don't say nothing harsh to them, but pat them a little bit. Till they get back in line. Then they where God want them. But a lot of times we're going, I'm going to change this, I'm going to change that. I'm going to take all the deacons and set them down. I'm going to get me some more deacons. Well, look, the deacon and the pastor is the church, according to the Bible. If y'all can't get along, deacon and pastor can't get along, ain't nothing but devils. Both sides, nothing but devils. Because one of you ought to have sense enough to know what the words say and stand on the word. Two officers in the church. Y'all knew that, didn't you? Pastor and the deacon, right? That's what the word say, didn't it? If them two can't get along, who gonna get along? We just said you despise me, you despise God. If you don't like me, you don't like God. That's bad, ain't it? God help us, Jesus. He says, take care of your own business. You got to do something yourself. Take care of your business. You ain't got your house in order yet, and then you're trying to tell me something. Work with your own hand as we command you. The Bible says if you don't work, Lord Jesus, look at the spot you put me in, Dr. Webb. If you ain't working, don't let nobody tell you don't work on your job, bro. Yeah. If you don't work, you don't eat. There are people who will quote the scripture to you, tell you what the scripture is about giving. They don't give nothing. Don't give a thing. The Bible says when you give, you receive. God will provide for you. David, the King David, say, never. Huh? The righteous forsaken. A God, not that's a catchword, but God. People have need. Let me tell you this, if you have a need in the church, now listen to this good. I'm past, I step out on the stage, to get rid of it, I'm just gone, and I'm still a Christian. If a family in this church is hungry, I mean this in my heart. If the church don't want to help you, come to me. I know the law. Come to me. I ain't going to give you no money. I'm going to give you some food. I'm going to go buy you food. You're hungry. I'm going to feed you. Because money is tempting, y'all. You leave out here going to get some food and you see something else and you go buy that and you're still hungry. The book says, we're trying to come to a close now. As being quiet, take care of your own business. Work with your own hand. Like the word of God command you. God said work. You know what? Work twice a day. When night coming, no man work. You know, a lot of times dark days do come in our life, right? Dark days come in our life. And we can't see clear for darkness. But if you stay in the light, you walked in a dark room and light the whole room up with Christianity, with God's power, God's authority. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's God, it's not us. And then as we come to a close, let's say, you may walk honestly towards them that are without. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Honest towards them that are without. We need to, as Christians, as believers in Christ, whatever we talk out of our mouth, you need to live it. If you ain't living it, keep your mouth closed. Because you're going to bring trouble to somebody in the valley. Because they people listen, and they want to get something to say. And if you teach the wrong thing, they're going to say the wrong thing, because they don't know no better. So whatever you say out your mouth, try to live up to it. And God going to bless you. Look at those, you say walk honest. That means walk upright before people. Towards them that don't have Christ in their life, that don't have the need, necessities of life to go on daily. And God going to honor you. And we're going to close with a scripture from Joel 2:28 through 30. And it says this. I want you to hear this good. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. God created us that nobody got to come to me and tell me when I did wrong. It's already in me. The spirit of God already in me to tell me I'm wrong. And now watch this, what this say. Now we got a lot of confusion in the church. And say, and your daughters and your sons shall prophesy. Is that the scripture? Your daughters and your sons shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. When we get old up in age, we don't remember think what we used to be, huh? We dreaming again. Young men shall see vision. I say all the time, and I'm not afraid. The Supreme Court, they need to take a stick to the Supreme Court and run all of them out of the Supreme Court. All of them got walkers and everything. They old-fashioned. They still in the old time. They under the old law. Ain't nothing going to change. As long as they in the position, young men got vision, see vision of God. Young men. God got young men just as well as he used old men. I can't stand in the way all my life. He got youngsters way sharper than me. And I'm proud of them. I'm proud they're jealous because I don't want to see nothing fail. I want to see a winning team all the time. And all you do is have the ability to do what God says. You see, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream, and young men shall see vision. And also upon the servant, that means slaves, in the workmanship that you got, upon the handmaiden. In those days will I pour out my spirit. Now watch this. And I will show wonders in heaven and in earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. the sun shall be turned into what? Darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. I read it line on line, precept by precept. It is the word of God. It is the true word of God. Ain't nothing you can do with that but accept it or reject it. And if you reject the word of God, you're rejecting God. Because he is the word. God is the word. And I'm gracious to God today for all of you that keep in mind, love thy neighbor as thyself. Love you one another as I first loved you. Do good always to people. People try to throw scriptures on, but God didn't tell you. Don't worry about him telling you. It's already in the book. It's in the book. Do good to everybody you see. Especially those of the household of faith. Do good. Just do follow God. Don't worry about what you're going to get, what they're going to pay you and all that. Don't worry about that. If you do what the Lord said, he's going to open doors for you. No man can close. So we have to be firm and be steadfast, unmovable. We thank God for you today. Maybe we're going to ask that you, if you so desire to come to Christ Jesus, give your life to Jesus, you may do it at this time. He's able to change you, change me, change us. And if we let him change us, we're going to be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old thing, you ain't going to never want to do no more. We're going to be able to cast the devil out and rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. All the saints, not just me and the preachers, but all the saints going to be able to rebuke the devil. And the Bible says he's going to flee from you.
One of these moments. I'm gonna sing it, never get tired.
Oh yes,
I'm gonna walk the streets.